seemed to get along back 60, 70 years ago without a reception just as well as they do with.
But the charivaris were standard fare.
Oh, yeah, that was standard fare. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And sometimes if the groom got a little bit smart with him, why, they usually mobbed him and put him on a fence rail and take him for a ride. Straddle the fence rail, you know, and take him for a ride and things like that.
Well, you spoke of using the pans and so on. Sometimes has been called dish panning.
Yeah. I don't think I have ever heard it called dish panning, but I can see where it would be, because you'd have pans from this big up to this big around.
Yeah.
You can't imagine the noise that they made, you know it? Mm-hmm. So.
I can remember only one that took place, but it's just as you described it.
Yeah.
I was just a little kid, and it was done, well, I think tradition was about gone, but this was an opportunity to keep it alive a little bit, and it was done not as a part of the standard way of doing things, but as a way of kind of recapturing the past a little bit. At least that's the way it seemed to me at the time, because it's the only one I can remember at all, and it happened to my cousin,
I see,
who married a lovely girl there, and he had one of the houses on his parents' farm, which was that was very close to the log cabin. In fact, the log cabin was still up then, and his parents had a farmhouse, and then there was a farmhouse there for their hired hand. It was a very nice place, but that's where my cousin moved into, I remember the ceremony there at night.
Yes.
It went over reasonably well. You know, I think maybe 15 or 20 people. We were accepted graciously.
I don't know whether this would be proper or not, but this fellow I was talking to a while ago, he has a little boy. I think George is 10 now. But some of the kids was in their house one evening playing, and George said he was sitting there reading, and Georgie was a preacher, and he said he heard Georgie from going to weddings, a few weddings that he'd gone to. He said, will you take this girl for your awfully wedded wife? He wasn't getting it. He thought the preacher was saying awfully wedded wife instead of lawfully wedded. And George said, I thought I'd croak. Your awfully wedded wife.
Well, speaking of weddings, the person now who stands up with the groom is called what?
Best man, as a rule.
And of the bride?
Bridesmaid.
And the people who have their golden wedding anniversary, you say, well, I guess this is evidence they've been
married for 50 years or 50.
Now, this is kind of going back just a little bit to a previous comment. You said 15 or 20 people gathered around for the charivari, but if you're thinking of a lot of people going somewhere for whatever the occasion, and you're describing that, you might say, well, there were a lot of people there. In fact, the whole
quite a large group.
Would you say a mob of people were there?
Yeah, it was often used, a mob of people.
Everybody was there, you might say.
Yeah,
that.
You could
the
say
whole
that.
Crowd.
The
you
whole
say?
Crowd. There was a whole crowd there. Yeah.
Now, when you were growing up, all of these years, they passed very swiftly, but they embrace a lot of Indiana history.